The Northern Territory is taking urgent measures to try to stem an outbreak of measles in the capital, Darwin, as outbreaks of the disease widen worldwide. Health authorities in the NT are lowering the age of vaccination for babies to just 9 months, a measure more typical in developing countries. Among a long list of countries struggling with the disease, the Philippines has seen a 266% increase in cases so far this year. 4 US counties have major outbreaks, with one declaring a state of emergency, while several European nations are also fighting the disease. In Darwin, here's our reporter, Amelia Turzon.
What started as a few cases on the outskirts of Darwin last month has now grown into a measles outbreak. Sharon Murray from the Northern Territory's Centre for Disease Control.
At the moment we've had 23 cases reported, so there's been an array of places that people have been. So shopping centres, you know, schools, universities.
It is the Territory's first outbreak of the highly contagious and infectious disease in 5 years. Babies are particularly at risk of dying if they get measles before they're usually vaccinated at 12 months. The NT Health Minister, Natasha Files.
And what we are doing today is announcing that children aged 9 months to 12 months can bring forward their measles vaccination. This will help protect those little ones, but also have the herd immunity to help tackle this outbreak.
This year is shaping up to be a shocker for measles cases in Australia, with 77 confirmed in just the first 3 months of this year so far, compared to 103 for the whole of 2018. Globally, last year was particularly bad, with more cases in 2018 than any other this decade, and outbreaks in cases including Austria and Japan. A county in the US state of New York has now even declared a state of emergency amid the worst outbreak of measles there since the disease was all but eradicated almost 20 years ago. Rockland County Executive Ed Day says drastic measures need to be taken.
I am today declaring a countywide state of emergency. Anyone who is under 18 years of age and is unvaccinated against the measles will be barred from public places until the declaration expires in 30 days.
The Philippines has also been battling a deadly measles outbreak. Professor Lulu Bravo is a paediatrician at the University of the Philippines and the head of the Philippine Foundation for Vaccinations.
From January to February, more than 200 kids have died, with more than 4,000, 5,000 cases having measles. In 2005, we did not have a case of measles.
She says the cases spiked because parents stopped immunizing their children after an anti-vax scare campaign in 2017.
And what we had seen is really spectacular, because children were having measles right and left, even 1 month old kids, 2 months old, and we did have even adults dying with measles.
NT health authorities say there's no evidence that the Darwin measles outbreak is linked to an anti-vax movement or lower immunization rates. But the outbreak does come as new Australian research finds just how susceptible the nation's parents are to anti-vax messages. The researchers at the University of New South Wales showed 400 parents videos of One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson and US President Donald Trump making anti-vax comments.
Went to have the vaccine, got very, very sick, now is autistic.
I advise parents to go out and do their own research with regards to this.
Professor Reiner McIntyre says that some of the parents who do currently vaccinate their children were swayed by their comments.
What we found is it's actually those people in the middle of the spectrum who vaccinate their kids, who don't come under our radar. They're the ones who are influenced by messages from politicians. They were twice as likely to become vaccine hesitant after hearing those messages compared to the people who had fixed vaccination views.
At the same time, social media giant Facebook is cracking down on anti-vaccination messages, banning some prominent campaigners. But Professor Reiner McIntyre warns of unintended consequences.
I mean, I think it would be ideal if there was a code of conduct, but I think if you ban things, it allows the perpetrators of these false messages to play the martyr, and that actually could have a backfire effect as well.
Back in the Philippines, Professor Bravo says the good news is that it looks like their outbreak is getting under control, with hundreds of thousands vaccinated this year.
When they heard the news that many people, many babies, many children are dying, they started to come into the health centers in droves, and they were even fighting among themselves to whoever will get vaccination first.
Professor Lulu Brown from the University of the Philippines, Amelia Terzon, our reporter.